Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FTC want to know more about these deals Microsoft have been cutting all around the gaming industry.
For March 17th, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Friday. My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Coming up, a former Final Fantasy director is making a metaverse. Oh, God. The Steam Deck goes on sale for the first time ever. All right. And we'll check out the week that was in gaming news with the Friday replay. After a couple of months of silence, the Federal Trade Commission has filed a request with Microsoft, asking for more information regarding the individual deals Microsoft has made with other companies such as Nintendo and Valve to keep the Call of Duty series on Nintendo consoles and Steam for 10 years. Microsoft has also made deals with three cloud gaming service providers, NVIDIA GeForce Now, Ubisoft, and Boosteroid, giving all three another 10-year commitment to publish Microsoft games on their platforms. The FTC also requested information on why Microsoft keeps ZeniMax titles exclusive, requesting a detailed breakdown of what Microsoft would keep exclusive if the deal with Activision Blizzard was approved. The FTC included Activision Blizzard in this filing as well, asking Activision Blizzard to produce documents pertaining to the relevancy of crossplay to their customers. Activision Blizzard must also produce documentation they have on consumer purchasing habits, along with the research they conducted on the cannibalization of purchased games by subscription services. FTC's filing shows that Microsoft is attempting to use these 10-year deals as a way to gain approval from regulatory bodies. However, Microsoft has not disclosed any of the documentation or even the contracts to prove that they've made these deals, let alone the actual terms of the 10-year commitments. The FTC argues that Microsoft cannot, quote, rely on these arguments without producing the requested underlying discovery, which, to be honest, is great. The FTC is holding Microsoft accountable to prove these commitments are actually real and to disclose the wording of the contracts. Hopefully, the FTC holds Microsoft more accountable and squeezes more concessions out of the tech giant before they approve of this $68.7 billion purchase of Activision Blizzard. Former head and creator of Square Enix's now defunct Luminous Productions, Hajime Tabata, revealed this week his new project. Back at the end of 2018, Tabata left Square Enix to establish JP Games. JP Games has announced two games since 2018. The first was announced in June 2021 and called the Pegasus Dream Tour, which is supposedly a game themed around the 2020 Paralympics, which would be the first game ever based off of the Paralympics. The second game announced, if you can even really call it a game, is the Metaverse Activation JP Games announced this week. Tabata's Metaverse is called Ryogu Koku, and it's aiming to gamify the Japanese government and business. Okay, JP Games is essentially making a metaverse platform where the Japanese government and other businesses can establish their own, quote, world. To use these worlds as a place for collaboration, information sharing, marketing, and, quote, much more. All right. Tabata describes these individual worlds as roaming castles in a virtual world, allowing users to engage in, quote, RPG-like experiences as they travel through different realms and encounter a variety of contents and services. And since Tabata is the Web3 advisor to the Japanese government, Ryogu Koku is also sporting NFTs and its own crypto exchange, because of course it is. Tabata's main goal with this metaverse activation is to expand the, quote, Japanese metaverse economic zone. Overall, this is a boilerplate metaverse activation announced to be in the early stages of development with no definitive release date. The one alarming thing out of this, though, is even former Square Enix staff are also peddling the Web3 nonsense now. Yesterday, Valve started their Steam Spring Sale and is slated to run from now until March 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific. With this sale, Valve is offering the usual major discounts on games. Franchises like the Elder Scrolls series are 75% off, with Skyrim going for just $9.99, and older titles like Oblivion and Morrowind going for $5.99. Sid Meier's Civilization VI is the cheapest I've ever seen, with the base game going for just $5.99, with all $200 worth of playable DLC going for just $15. Several newer releases are discounted heavily. Gotham Knights, the latest installment of the Arkham Knight series, is 60% off, going for $23.99. Forspoken, which just came out, is 30% off and going for $46.89. I think Square Enix is trying to increase some of the sales numbers around that game. And the Dead Space remake is 15% off at $50.99. The one surprising thing in this sale is the addition of the Steam Deck's first ever discount. From now until the end of the sale, all three tiers of Steam Deck are discounted by 10%, knocking the base Steam Deck to $359, the 256GB model to $476, and the 512GB model going for just $584. Valve has also added a new customization for Steam Deck in the Points Shop, offering new virtual keyboard skins and opening animations made by the Steam community. So if you've been on the fence about buying a Steam Deck, now might be the best time to get one. Though it'll be interesting to see if Valve continues to add the Steam Deck into seasonal sales promotions, or if the Steam Deck discounts will only be available around the anniversary of its launch. All right, it's Friday, and this is normally where we read some podcast reviews. And even with taking a week off, we still have no new podcast reviews to read. So head on over to Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon, and let us know what you think of the show. Did you miss us when we were gone for a week? Let us know what kind of hole it left in your life. Or maybe it didn't at all. Let us know. Again, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and the Amazon Marketplace. All right, with it being Friday, let's check out some of the biggest stories from this week in gaming with the Friday Replay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
While it seems like the esports bubble is popping, the 69-year-old American sports magazine Sports Illustrated launched their new esports vertical last week, aptly named Esports Illustrated, and will be dedicated to covering major esports games and people within professional esports. Esports Illustrated is headed by President Nafisa Hassan, and the editor-in-chief is also a good friend of mine, Callie Scales. Callie was one of the co-creators of Checkpoint XP, the first ever nationally syndicated radio show about esports and gaming. A radio show I created with Callie, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Christine Solis. So it's exciting to see my friend and colleague reach a new monumental step in her career. Callie, in her vertical welcome message, outlines four principles Esports Illustrated will aim to be: inclusive, ethical, fun, and tough but fair. Principles that every publication should strive for. And I wish Callie and her newsroom luck on navigating this tumultuous time in esports. Archangel Studios, the developers behind the Soulsborne-like indie game Bleak Faith Forsaken, came under fire this weekend for allegedly stealing Elden Ring animations. Dark Souls modder Meow Meritus on Saturday posted a side-by-side comparison of Bleak Faith and Elden Ring, showing off similarities in weapon animations, in particular, short sword animations. Meow Meritus' post also compares boss animations, which shows Bleak Faith using Melania's sword dance animation, along with several animations from the halberd-wielding Banished Knights. Meow Meritus finished their post with, quote, "I do not condone people using my DS Anim Studio software to aid in exporting animations to include in commercial products or sell them on Epic Game Store." DS Anim Studio is a modding tool developed by Meow Meritus to mimic animations in Soulsborne games, but can be modified to work with most PC games. Archangel Studios responded to these allegations by saying that they purchased these animations on Epic's game asset marketplace. Archangel has supposedly submitted a customer service ticket with Epic about the stolen animations, which Archangel hopes will be taken as, quote, a sign of good faith. And oddly, Archangel stated that regardless if there was legal action or not, they would spend the time working on alternative animations for Bleak Faith Forsaken. While it seems like Archangel is trying to fix their obvious blunder, the one thing that makes me question Archangel's validity here is the fact they don't seem to disclose the seller of the allegedly stolen animations, meaning we can't confirm Archangel's claims. As of this recording, neither Epic Games nor From Software has commented on the issue. On Tuesday, we covered that Archangel Studio was accused of stealing animations from Elden Ring and Dark Souls and using them in their recently released game, Bleak Faith Forsaken. The developer of the mod tool DS Anim Studio, Meow Meritus, first pointed out the stolen animations in a side-by-side comparison video on Twitter, showing off the stolen animations in Bleak Faith next to the original animations in Elden Ring. In response to these allegations, Archangel filed a customer service ticket with Epic Games, blaming an unnamed animation asset pack that they bought from Epic. Epic has finally responded to Archangel's ticket. Archangel claims Epic said, quote, pursuant to the marketplace distribution agreement, each marketplace seller represents and warrants to Epic that they have appropriate rights to upload their content. As with any store that hosts third-party content, however, Epic is not in a position to independently verify such rights, and Epic makes no such guarantee to purchasers of the content. Which seems like a very odd response from Epic. However, most companies opt to not moderate third-party content due to legal culpability of copyright laws. While Epic is not taking any action, Archangel is working to replace the animations over the next couple of days. At the end of the day, I still find Archangel's response kind of weird here. It seems like they're trying to hide that they potentially stole animations and using Epic Games Asset Marketplace as a convenient cover. However, this isn't the first time a marketplace has had issues with hosting stolen asset content. Looking at you, Steam. So, I'm willing to give Archangel the benefit of the doubt here. The Pokemon Company listed the new job corporate development principal on LinkedIn last week. And on face value, a corporate development principal just sounds like a fancy name for executive management. The listing does run down what they do, though. A corporate development principal is the head of a small specialized group. The specialized group is dedicated to making new technology for the company. The corporate development principal is also responsible for advising the board of directors and executive teams on new technology, which all sounds innocuous before you start reading the requirements for this job. First of all, you'll need an advanced business degree, and second, you'll need, quote, a deep knowledge and understanding of Web3, including blockchain technologies and NFT and or metaverse. Meaning the Pokemon Company's executives are looking for a crypto bro to advise them, despite gamers rejecting most Web3 technologies over the last couple of years, mostly due to high-profile pump-and-dump schemes surrounding NFTs. So the prospect that the Pokemon Company is looking to bridge into Web3 is terrifying, not just because of the horrors of blockchain technology, but the broad appeal of Pokemon could see many people accepting NFTs into the Pokemon franchise without much pushback. We've seen other popular franchises champion unpopular monetization models in the past, and if the franchise was popular enough, gamers, despite their best judgment, adopted the practice, be it microtransactions, day one DLC, battle passes, loot boxes, or, you know what, just take your pick of the many unethical monetization models that gaming has rolled out over the years, and the Pokemon Company could certainly add NFTs to that list. All right, that's another week in the books for Let's Play. Make sure to subscribe so you can come back on Monday for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.